Arachnids. This is an arachnid's house. It's what an arachnid lives in.
What is that beeping sound?
For Christ. Yeah, that's it's a special game, arachnid. It's the goddamn bomb. Come on, arachnids live in these. They spin them and they live in them. Come on, say the word or it's gonna fucking explode.
What?
The arachnids live inside these. They spin them. They're made of silk. Please.
Arachnids?
Yeah, arachnid. Arachnophobia. They have pincers. They have eight legs. And they live in these. They spin them.
So what's that?
Charlotte had one.
Charlotte had one.
Fucking spider web, bro. The fucking spider web, man. Now everyone has died. Jesus, we've all died today because of your... Jeez, it's a fucking spider web. Is arachnid too much? Sometimes I use saying way more complex words than arachnid.
Arachnid. Arachnidoriums. Computoriums.
It's a spider. Anyway. So this is how we begin the 12th episode. How many episodes have we done?
I don't know, 5?
I think let's call this the 5th episode of Summoning the Nonsense with myself, Zachary Winchester, the magical troll, the nonsense man, and hailing from Transylvania, Mexico,
Lost Stone, Sasquatch.
Yes, it is I.
What inspired the Sasquatch on your FB, your space?
Basically, the way I look. I have big beard, big hair, and a lot of hair on my face.
I am similar. I don't have much hair on the top of my head, but I do grow a grizzled beard. Let's get right into it. The goddamn mushroom picture. We were on Facebook earlier, and I posted a massive mushroom picture of the human being standing on this mushroom that was rather large, very large, inordinately big. And the debate began whether or not this mushroom exists. And it turns out this photo is bullshit. There is a mushroom. It's 2,400 years old, and it's fucking... It's the size of many football. It's 400 miles across. But this is the roots. This isn't the top of the mushroom. That'd be absurd.
The mushroom from the Oregon forest, which will grow and grow until it will transform into a new species, and then it will just try to take over the world, basically. It already kills trees. I mean, I've read the article, the science article, and it kills life forms that exist near it. It feeds off life.
Yeah, who's to say it's not a better thing? I mean, we feed off the life of things, and I think we're pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, we have the sun, so, you know, the first thing on vegetarianism is that like meat is shown to have, I can't eat a lot of meat, or shouldn't eat a lot of meat, because it does things with the tubes that send the blood to the brain, and that's important. You know, I like having blood in my brain, and my chest organs and such. But as far as just it being wrong for me to eat meat because I'm a human, I have thumbs. Fuck you. I have thumbs. I can fucking kill you. I can kill you, ergo I should. If you can do anything, doesn't that mean you should most of the time, huh? I mean, we have nukes. We have all sorts of stuff, and I think it's time to start just experimenting with it for the fuck of it. Like, we can clone a zebra giraffe. We could have a zebra giraffe that could happen. Why the fuck not, man? Maybe the nukes was going a little bit far. Maybe that's the one thing we shouldn't do. I know that there's intergalactic civilizations that are not allowing us to use our nukes, and God bless them. Don't you kind of pick up on that? We've got some.
I agree with the zebra giraffe with wings, and I take this occasion to spam my website, which is called wingedgiraffe.com. Yes. Very good. Very good site.
Winged giraffe would be great because just like, you know, so many things, the penguin, the duck-billed platypus, these are birds that cannot. I've never really thought of a platypus as a bird. Yeah, it's built, but you know, all the flightless birds that exist. I could not see the aerodynamics of a giraffe taking flight. You know, that would look ridiculous.
No.
What? Ridiculous. Mycelium. Mycelium is real.
What is a psyllium?
Mushrooms are a thing. Mushrooms are an entire thing. Mushrooms are real. The mushroom picture may be doctored, but God damn it, everyone who sees that on the people scroll down the internet, the internetting, the interwebs, the spider web of the internet, and they see things, and of course you have to assume reality and legitimacy of everything you see on the internet. So, you know, there are people liking that picture now thinking, God, that's a massive mushroom. That exists. That picture is bullshit. But bullshit, I think bullshit is legitimate. I think that William Wallace and Jesus Christ and ghosts and the Force and these crystals. Like, I have these crystals laying in front of me, and my hippie friends tell me that they have magical powers and shit. Is there any objectivity to that? I've had many people say yes. Several very intelligent people give me some sciencey reasoning behind these crystals and their magical powers. Now, I also have many friends who think that it's complete bullshit.
I think
laughable.
It's pseudoscience. It is called pseudoscience. People who are not successful.
Yeah, just like astrology and things. But
yes.
But it works. But it works. It works. And you know, I have a lot of big time astrology friends, mostly girls. But it works for them. It dictates their lives. It changes their behavior.
They are the ones who change their behavior. So they are the ones who they suggest inside their minds. They say, this crystal will make me feel more empty towards the humans. But in fact, they are the ones who actually remind themselves that they need to be a little emphatic and empathic, you know? So,
but Jesus, do you
understand?
Jesus makes people empathic, and Jesus, people who were born into the Jesus thing didn't create the Jesus thing. So it's not, you could say that it's them making the effort, because there's some people that are presented with the whole Christ stuff and they don't get into it, but some people take to it well. Some people get into it, but they get into it for the wrong reasons, and then they end up being the reason why, there's people who are meanie pantses to the gaymans, you know. So I'd say that that's not Christy at all. But there's people who actually act super Christy. I know Christy people who are great at being Christy.
Jesus is
and I would say
model.
That Jesus.
I think Jesus is a good model.
Okay,
that's
so
about
real,
it.
Name a real thing then, Vasto. What's a real thing?
A real thing? You can't really name a real thing. I suppose you could say signals and frequencies are real, but other than that, everything we see and feel, it's just like they say in the Matrix, everything is just an electric interpretation made inside of your brain by your receptors. So actually, when you are looking at something, you are not actually looking at something, you are looking inside your brain. If you can imagine that,
So if I take a photo of myself right now, if I take a selfie of myself, if I take a self-portrait photograph right now, and I don't doctor it with Photoshop, and I upload it, and people click like on it for whatever fucked up reason, how is that photo different from the mushroom picture as far as its reality? I think it's quite real. There it is,
Well, we have to detail
more. That was the longest period of silence in the history of summoning the nonsense, ladies and gentlemen. That one right there, I think that was it. Ring the bell. Holy shit. That has got to be some kind of a record.
What you said proves your own theory. It proves the nonsense. It proves that we must not be serious. Because everything might be real, even if I say that unicorns are flying in the sky, for me, this is my reality, and it is real.
I observe that every day. Man, I've been having dreams. Okay. I've been having dreams that are more suggestive to real life stuff, to waking life stuff, not as in the movie Waking Life, which is fantastic, but my waking life and my objective agendas are coming up in my dreams now. It's really crazy. They're suggesting things. I wake up and I can clearly make the connections. And even though I'm just forming it in my head, like the crystal folk and the Christy people, I feel like I'm being told to do stuff when I sleep now. Which is, Jesus, does it ever end? At what point? I used to be able to shut off and go into fantasy land at times, and now everything is engaging me in this life stuff. And life is cool. I enjoy life. And I've realized that I'm, with the limited amount of time that we have to do this, we might as well dive right in. I know a lot of people who spend a lot of their time doing sleepy stuff when they're living. And it's like, I get told that I get people say, you got any more meth for me, kid? I want what he's on. You're too energetic. You chill out, man. What do you have, ADD or something? But I think that it's very appropriate to be fucking freaked out. Fact that you exist. Holy shit! This is now. God damn it! Hey! Hey there! Hey humans! Let's communicate. I have things. You have things. Let's take our thought things and do stuff with them with our movement hands and our finger phalanges, and let's take hand showers between touching things because some things are dirty, but nothing is sterile. Everything's gonna be alright though,
Yeah. We have life forms inside of the life forms inside of the life forms, so there's no point in trying to prevent life forms.
It is an endless fractal. It is an endless chasm of metaphorical fractals, turtles. Metaphors and fractals, metaphors and patterns, infinite spiraling metaphorical universe. Hey-yo!
So, lately I've been thinking that if I Christ down on my family, like just my nuclear family, then if there's results there, those results will transfer into larger macro things. Like, if I were to solve all the issues with my nuclear family, and I'm not going to name them because it's some personal shit, bro, even though it gets aired in rap battles sometimes. If I could just correct little macro things about my own existence, I think that there is an interconnectivity thing going on there that will make it so, you know, maybe North Korea will stop being douche canoes. Or, maybe my own country will stop being quite so douchey.
Yeah, we have Sync in the call here with us if he wants to say something. Hello, Sync.
I thought you just said we have a sinkhole.
Hello,
we have
Sync.
Sinkholes in America.
Sync, are you there? Are you there, Sync? What the fuck are you doing? Are you masturbating? Okay, let's get on with our show.
Let's assume that he's from Minnesota. He's from fucking Minnesota, bro. What do people do in Minnesota? They jerk off.
I think we're back.
We're back? Hello there. We're back. Sorry about that. That was a thing that wasn't real. That didn't just happen. And I'm telling you that right now, and I'm a thing on the internet, so I'm legitimate and reliable when I tell you truths about your waking reality. Whatever just happened just then was not really a thing in the same way the giant mushroom or Jesus Christ or William Wallace or ghosts or the Force or fairies are. I have a friend who talks to fairies all the time. And in fact, I need to have my fairy talking angel speaking to friend on this show soon. We're going to do that. And we're going to be intellectually honest with each other, and it's going to get really, really, really weird. Yeah, that's going to be cool. Because I'll probably be being completely intellectually honest with her for the first time in our knowing each other. You know? I have a lot of friends who are into pseudoscientific things, and they're it's not just that it's cute, it works, man. I was driving the other day, and it dawned on me that the hippies are right. The hippies are the folk who are coming up with models. Not just the hippies, the Christy people who do it right. Anybody who comes up with a model and applies it, and it works out, they are right. And I stopped using models for like a solid month there, and I'd never been so Eeyore like. Never been so perpetually. You need to have fucking angels and fairies and Jedi mind tricks and shit, or life just gets exceedingly boring.
I don't have any models, so, yet. Yeah. I find the balance in my life, and I see the decisions without a crystal telling me how to act or Jesus telling me what to do. I can just feel it myself, what's to do and what is not to do. And I don't like to tell people who tell me the future, but because I would like to have the freedom of choice and, explore the abstract nature of my existence. Basically, I don't have anything against, believing in some magic stuff. It makes your existence.
Stuff, some people would think is magic stuff. When you give me a new instrumental, you always preface it by saying, do you feel the energies within this new instrument?
Well, it's different.
Do you feel the cosmic flow of energy? Do you feel? And I say yes, because I can feel the fucking cosmic flow of the energy. That's why I enjoy writing tunes to your music. But there are so many folk who would say, like, cosmic energy? What the fuck, bro? I mean, I like ball and whole grains and, women. I enjoy football video games when they allow you to do the choke slam and suplex and other fantastic things that remind me of my childhood. I enjoy women folk. That's such a general thing to say that.
You God. Have many, many women friends.
I have many women friends. I'm not docking genitals with any of them at this moment. But when I return to that arena, you'll tell. You'll be able to tell the day that I broadcast after having just ended my.
All your friends are beautiful.
Yeah, no, I have very, very attractive female friends. I'm not docking genitals with any of them, though. I want to be very clear about this. I'm the super effeminate, harmless dude that they can hang out with. who says quirky things. But I'm not fucking any of my friends right now. I'm not fucking any of them. We're not fucking.
Why not? They should.
Although
like,
I have several female friends. Continue.
They should have mercy for you and do it, just with no reason at all.
Well, I have friends that it's kind of they're my platonic female friends, and when I go out with them in public, there it is always assumed that we are fucking each other, and that sometimes that has been a roadblock to me being able to fuck other people, which I really want to be fucking other people. Because I've realized lately that the next time I fuck a person, it'll have to be an entirely new soul. There's no one that I know in my social network right now there's people that I want to dock genitals with in a virtual reality, but I just don't. There's nobody that I want to deal with their intolerable personalities. I need to meet new folk. I've been going to Detroit a lot more lately, and I'm really beginning to enjoy. I've always enjoyed it to some degree, but I'm beginning to enjoy the art community of one Detroit city. There's this open mic that I go to every other Friday now, and Jesus Christ, last one there was a violinist who made it sound like static. It was really awesome. There was this a flutist who played percussion on the flute and did awesome things. There was this guy who took a Shakespeare excerpt and then made it modern with some stuff about like his friend who has eight different kids with eight different wives and, you know, women and, you know, can't leave the state because of the, oh, hip lips lead to the hips. Show enough, give you the blues. It was crazy. It was just such an and then me and Space Dragon fucking went and did intergalactic rappy things. You know what I think, what's a cool little, model thing that, it has some bearing in reality is the whole concept of people being awake or asleep. Like Terrence McKenna and Alan Watts say it a lot. To those who are in a sleep-like state, you know, there are certain frequencies, I think. There are certain words and phrases and rhythmic patterns when said with intent. I think that not to be hubristic in nature or overconfident in my own abilities, but I believe that myself, Zachary Winchester, may possess, as well as many other magical turtles, the ability to write and prepare a premeditated presentation that will, in so many words, cause people to wake up, you know, and that's what I'm working on now. And I think you can even, you can say nonsense things and just with the intention. I think waking folks up is a cool little mission to say that's what
my mission is to doing. Protect the human race. By injecting pseudoscience and fairy tales into them and making them my allies, with which we will take over.
Well, no, I think that it's about this. It's about not waking up, but this is a nonsense man. See, because there's different, we all have different roles. I myself have taken on several roles. To be a nonsense man is... I hate to use the word teaching, is trying to impart people my own meandering observation of the quote-unquote fact that reality is nonsense. It's interchangeable with fantasy. You can use models in reality that will get you further than real objective things, that all of this is bullshit. In the same sense, all of this is very real and happening right the fuck now and definitely warrants your attention. Nothing necessarily warrants your concern unless you enjoy being concerned. I personally like freaking out a little bit. I enjoy fear. I enjoy not really true fear. I enjoy sarcastic, smarmy alarm. Like, I like freaking out about the Reptoids, even though I don't really believe that's a thing in the same way that the winged giraffe is, because the winged giraffe is an objective thing. That is real. I've seen winged zebra giraffes. I've never seen a fourth-dimensional shape-shifting reptile. Yes, I have, actually. In YouTube videos. But okay, so that's what a nonsense man is. To be a magical turtle is to unite the entire biological fractal under a banner of love and unity so we can spiral throughout the galaxy
and just enjoy our stay in the multiverse in these magical biological vessel shells with the salmon folk and the winter gardens and all the Samuel Snout salsica berries and all that shit. And then there's just being smarmy douchebag Zach Winchester, who shows up tonight at 9:15. I'm always late to my own open mic, and I get drunk and I talk about my dick and hope people laugh, and all three of those things are enjoyable. As where you, Vosto, I would say you're an intergalactic sorcerer at times. You're a cynic, and sometimes you yourself are also a nonsense man. But I think one of your most important roles is when you enter Second Life as a giant burning cock and run rampant in people's virtual lives. That is one of the greatest moments. And we were able to film it.
Yeah, that is no doubt an important thing that we all must engage in, you know? Like I said in that video.
Yeah, trolling is really important, man. Trolling essentially is being a nonsense man. It's just reminding people, hey, you're getting too serious now. Come on now. Like, what I like to, my analogy is that the Illuminati or NWO or Power Elite or whatever you want to call the folk who are trying to do the 80% population reduction and all that weirdo shit. Those people, to me, are like the guys at the disc golf course who take disc golfing way too serious. Do they have disc golfing where you exist?
Disc.
It's frisbee golf. It's golfing with a frisbee.
It's impossible. I don't understand this concept.
Oh, it's so much fun, bro. Oh, it's okay. There's this chain box thing. If you look up disc golfing, it's really, really, really rewarding. When you win, it is good. Next to causing your suitor or suitorette, your sexual partner to have a Shiva blast orgasm whilst you're fucking them, next to that, and maybe scoring a goal in soccer because it's nearly impossible. I would say that doing well in disc golf is one of the most rewarding things there is. Holy shit! Like I'm just recently beginning to enjoy sport more.
Yeah, we are the fourth dimensional shape shifting red wing aliens. We have come for the lifeblood of your children, and we have a base in the moon. He shoots, he fucking scores. Zetterberg is in the blue. He's on neutral territory. I'm gonna swim past your porpoise and fuck the linen cloth.
All right, that was ridiculous. Anyway, I was shouting.
I was just going to say that we have Sync in the Skype. Maybe he wants to say something about, you know, perspective on life.
Sometimes people need to be asked questions. Zink, like, prompted with a question.
I don't know. Ask him something.
If the entire world was lubricated, if the entire world was covered in a thin film of slippery goo, would it be okay?
All the way around the world.
So it would be okay.
I'm sure I'd find a way to deal with it.
You'd be okay with that. I mean, you have to adapt.
If the world's already lubricated, what am I going to do about it? I just have to, I don't know.
Dude, that's right. That's exactly, that's the philosophy that gets across in the art of trolling. You must accept everything that comes at you. I realized that the other day. Jesus, you really do, man. It's like, if a Viking orc hops out of my closet right now and begins fucking me to death, I pretty much just have to laugh. I can try to throw elbows, but there's a certain point where I just have to accept that this is happening now.
You hear my voice in your brain, and yeah. Like Mr. Miyagi in that movie. You know, the ancient master telling you, you must fight your fear and focus. Focus now. Be at the center. Be shapeless. Be like the water.
Water's not really shapeless.
Well, if you put it into a bucket, it becomes the bucket. If you put it into your mouth, it becomes your mouth. What?
Same with cats.
Yeah. I've never put a cat inside my mouth, to be completely honest.
I put the entire head of a cat inside my mouth. No, a baby kitten. You don't do that? Whenever I've ever had a kitten, whenever we welcome a new kitten into my home, I always put its head in my mouth. I'm not kidding.
George Bush.
And we take a photo. Yeah, I know. I'm aware of that.
Just like, yeah, the elite of our society are putting the cats in their mouths, so why shouldn't we do it as well?
I can see no reason. I could give you like 12 reasons not to bite down. Jesus Christ, I almost just fell into the chasm. Oh my Christ, my Tupperware bin has exploded. Fuck me. Fuck them. Fuck it. Fuck the lions. Fuck the cows. Fuck the cows. Fuck the cats. Fuck the Jews. Fuck them. Fuck you. All right, I almost fell. That was bad.
That was fun.
Listen, all these things that have been happening in our reality lately, this is Sasper Birdsman telling you that it's not a coincidence, okay? It's the Jews, okay? The Jews did JFK. The Jews did 9/11. The Jews did the Jews. The Jews actually were responsible for the creation of the original Jew, which was Jesus Christ, who then shed his reptilian scales and became a man, who then became a Christian, and that is why we exist today. It's because of lizards, Jews, and rabbits. And I will find you in the woods, and I will teach you the ways of the serpentine. And then I will put crystals. You know what I think about when I think about the crystal stuff? When people talk about how like they're different vibrations and stuff? I want to swallow the ones that aren't jagged, you know? Maybe I want to swallow the jagged ones as I listen to Alanis Morissette's breakthrough album, Jagged Little Pill.
This is a new word for me in the language of English.
Which jagged?
Word? Yes. What does it mean?
Jagged. Okay, no, let's do this right now. Let's Rosetta Stone this shit. Jagged is when something...
It's kind of like very, a cat's penis. Okay,
when you have rocks... This, why'd you have to take it there? What?
What does I've never, this mean?
My cats never get erections. I have gay cats. I have a lineage of gay cats. Every time we've always had cats.
How can gay cats have a lineage?
That's the thing. That's the funny thing. Technically they're not a lineage, bro. Okay, we buy them from different litters. Okay, no, we've never bred cats. We always, and this is why whenever anybody says dolphins are the only creatures that have sex for pleasure other than humans, that's bullshit, because we've always had cats. We always have at least four cats, and we always have at least one female. But there's been times where we've had two females and two males. And all of our cats always are gay. Both the girls and the dudes fuck each other.
And they masturbate sometimes.
They fuck each other. They fuck each other. They fuck each other. And sometimes they perform 69 positions on each other. I've walked in on two male cats before. I can still see their eyes. My cat, both these cats are now deceased. But I walked in on Pepperson and Puffer, and they were in a 69 position, licking each other's genitals, seeming to enjoy themselves. I walk in, both their heads go up like meerkats. They make eye contact with me. I slam the door and run away. And this was before it was really
run away. Wait, what? Run away? Why?
Yeah, I ran away.
I still watched.
What the fuck was I supposed to do, man? This was when I was still not by any means like homophobic. Okay, I was born into a household that was trying to be Lutheran. I was never told to dislike anybody for their decisions and whatnot. But it was imparted to me in like elementary school and whatnot that gay was weird and kind of wrong and shit, and I had not had anyone, you know, there obviously you need somebody to cue you on morality when you're a youngin and you don't know things, and there was nobody there till a little bit later. I don't know how old I was at this, but I mean by the age of 12 I realized that some people like to fuck each other and some people like to fuck the other ones, and some people just like to fuck some people like to fuck themselves, and some people like to fuck zebra giraffes with wings. And some zebra giraffes with wings like to fuck my cats. Anyway, that was a tangent. That was unnecessary. But I've always had gay cats, and they seem to really be enjoying it.
Like, and my cat used to masturbate, like lick his problems, you know? But I would have let him do whatever he wanted.
His problem?
Yes.
His problem spots. I'm going to start referring to my dick as my problem spot. This is my problem area. There's a problem with this, and that's that it just can't get enough. Just can't get enough. Oh, that's terrible. But jagged is when something is not smooth at all. Like, okay, like, I would say the best way to describe it is rocks. You can see me right now, right, Vasto?
See.
I'm holding a smooth pebble. This is a smooth pebble. It's very smooth. You can drag it across. You can wet it and drag it across your forehead and feel like a man. Or like a boy girl. You can take, and this is a jagged rock. Look at this. This is a jagged fucking, there's a bunch of little micro cliffs on it. It's fucking sharp at points. It'd make a great arrowhead. You can put this on your forehead, no matter how lubricated it is. It hurts and you feel like a fucking grizzled man, like a Viking, like the ones from Minnesota. Okay? My cats have always been gay, and I feel like I more quickly coming from not a conservative household by any means, but you know, I was raised with the Christy stuff. And once again, I don't remember anyone ever telling me that it was bad to be gay. But I'm sure they imparted it in because I went to a Lutheran school for a little bit. I'm sure I was told at some point that was weird or wrong or something, but I feel like having homosexual cats allowed me to come to sanity a little bit quicker because I knew I loved my cats and I wasn't going to stop loving them because I know they fucked each other. Fuck each other.
We invented this new type of pronunciation.
Fucking each other. Fucking the cats. Fucking. Fucking.
It will soon become mainstream. I predict that
in my favorite.
In 2 years, everyone will say it the way you do it.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna spread. It's gonna be viral.
Fucking my friends. It's April. It's April, like late April in Michigan. It's about to be May, and it's still cold and snowing here.
What?
And I think it's the work of HAARP, bro. I think it is the HAARP. Is it too? But the fucking weather control thing in Alaska. I think that's what's doing it, man. I'm ready to go ahead and call it. I'm ready to say.
Or it could be the effects of in heavy industrialization and destruction of the planet through pollution, my friend.
That's probably the weather sector.
That's not nearly as sexy and attractive as
the HAARP project. Yeah, it's definitely.
I would highly prefer this to be an Illuminati bot. Can you not knock me off my cloud of thinking that the world is such a simple place where there is someone to blame for the strange weather patterns?
Okay, HAARP project.
It's HAARP. So given that it's HAARP, are you getting it too? Well, how's Minnesota, man?
Well, it's actually sunny and about 72 Fahrenheit out, so can't say I have that issue, though just we got a foot of snow last week.
Fuck you. Oh, well, yeah, it was snowing last week, and I remember seeing all the people in Michigan I was looking at, I saw, I can't believe it's snowing, they were all saying. I can't believe it's snowing right now. It's late April, it shouldn't be snowing, I can't believe it's snowing. And I just wanted to fucking hop out of the car and just grab them by the shoulders and shake them and be like, well, it is.
Question from the chat room. Why does my cat chase gay beard?
Gay beard? Like Gandalf the gay beard?
I don't know. This is the question. Why does my cat chase gay beard?
Chase the gay beards.
No, without the
apparently
chase.
Gay beard is a mystical siren that lures gay cats.
Why does your cat chase the beard? What the
He's a
fuck does that have
siren.
To do with anything, person in the chat room? You're
well, we
a mystical siren?
Cats.
When? I thought I was just... No, that, all of that was just trying to describe to Vasta what jagged meant.
Mystical siren.
No, that wasn't a conversation cats. About homosexual cats. A conversation is when you have a tangent that is not within the dream. That was Inception that just happened. That was a tangent within a tangent. Ergo, it should not be acknowledged as its own thing. That was the definition of jagged. Okay, my gay cats had something to do with me explaining to you the difference between this fucking rock and this fucking rock. God damn it! I've got
Could
two marble turtles. No, I won't, because somebody will say that it's Photoshopped.
Of course.
And then it won't be real anymore. Because the world is still so unevolved that we still feel the need to say that's not real and that it is. Okay, when I walked in and saw my cats fucking, that was real. That was real for me.
As real as it gets.
And the other night, this is a whole other tangent. I can't really answer that question. I would like to. I'm sorry, my friend in the chat room, but I don't understand what your cat chasing a gay beard means.
And then Rabbit Bitch comes and says the same thing, that the cats are chasing his gay beards too.
His gay bears? He has gay bears that are being chased by the gay cats? Oh, that gay, makes sense, I guess.
Gay beards, man. He's British.
Gay beers.
Yes.
I don't know how to... See, there is my definition of what's real and what is not real. If I can't understand a thing, it is not real. Like, when people come up to me and start talking in their strange languages, that's gibberish. They don't have actual thoughts and intentions behind those. God damn it, you speak American, or you fucking forever hold your peace. God damn it. You know? Vasto is somebody who has at least evolved enough to realize that the Jews, i.e. the Americans, have taken over the globe, and we want you to speak Jew talk. And at least, and I think you're really, really proficient, because myself, as a Jew, can understand you.
Also, this Jew language appears to destroy the mental, functions, main functions of the brain, and limit your mindset as you speak it. The more you speak it, the more you become more.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
It's already affecting you. You can't even remember what other words to use.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. For a rare moment of intellectual honesty, I will say yes, Vasto, I agree with that. But I think it's more important that we recognize that that I am too stupid and lazy to learn other languages. So goddammit, if you want to find me in the thought world, you got to come to me. And that is the attitude of most.
I was just kidding, my friends. English is actually a very good international language. Unites everyone. You can just simply type something and everyone understands you. You know, it's great.
It still remains. Yeah,
this is kind of random how we came to that, though. I feel
Esperanto.
Like you know what I feel like? Schadenfreude. You familiar with the German term Schadenfreude?
Is that enjoying the pain of others? I don't remember the exact meaning.
I know Freud, the psychologist, but I don't know any shade of the psychologist.
Schadenfreude.
I would put it, if like an ex-girlfriend of mine who broke my goddamn heart, like if the one that I have, I can see her face in my brain right now. I can see her entire vessel in my brain, and I can see my brain inside of her. That got weird real quick. I can see her. Yeah. I can see her, and I know her, and she's so lovely, and I hope she fucking comes back into my life. But anyway, she fucking stilettoed my heart. She broke my heart into a million pieces. If I were to hear that she fell into some terrible luck, i.e., you know, somebody,
sure,
I don't Freud. Suggest anything. You know, something if something awful happened to her, I would feel Schadenfreude in that moment. I'd be like, ha, serves you right.
Ha-ha.
You know, and I don't like that. I hate when I feel Schadenfreude, because that is not right. So that is, it's kind of the same feeling as jealousy. It's like, it's fucking, well, it's a happy jealousy. It's like when your jealousy is milked. It's like when you milk. Fuck the cows! Fuck the cows! Fuck the cats! Fuck the clementines! Fuck the server, bro. It's like that. It's like, it's. I feel shameful of it. It's kind of like when you, like, jerking off. Jerking off is enjoyable whilst working up to the expulsion, and the firing can be enjoyable. But right afterward, I'm stricken with shame, both emotional shame and biological shame, telling me you used that wrong. That was supposed to make another one of us. What the fuck were you? Why a towel? What are you doing? Malfunction. You
one
suck.
Of us.
Yeah, my whole system starts shouting at me. Stop doing that. That's for no. You know, there's a whole different feeling that is attached to when you fire one with a person. I don't want to get into the ejaculation conversation. Every time I get into this conversation, every male says that I'm a weirdo. I guess I have to say it now. I don't like coming inside of people. I won't specify gender. I don't like coming inside of people. I think it's too intense.
Like coming in the face of people.
Usually it's the midriff that I prefer because it's less yeah. time to go. Really, no. I suppose I would prefer the face, but there's I'm a very accommodating and I'm a gentleman. So I think unless I were to achieve some social status where people, you know, where people requested to have their faces came on by me, I think until then I think I'm stuck to the midriff. But there's such there's so many good feelings and thoughts attached to coming on someone's midriff as opposed to coming on a black towel in my room. Why did I say the color?
Why would you use black?
Because it shows up more and it makes me feel accomplished.
You can see all the cum on it. If it's white.
Okay, I think this is probably let's stop this. Let's go back to anything else. Jagged is Alanis Morissette's breakthrough album Jagged Little Pill sold a record amount of albums. It was and there's it's no wonder. There's like four great songs on that. Just tore up the radio in the 90s.
Jagged. God.
Mr. Sink, do you remember in the 90s how much Alanis Morissette was circulating on the radio? It was inescapable.
I don't remember, but...
The thing is...
How old are you?
Yeah, I was about to get to that.
Over 9,000.
I guess probably didn't know that, but everyone else I'm pretty sure listening is already aware that I'm 17.
Jesus Christ, you make me feel like a fucking bad person. I just said awful shit. No, I mean, when I was 17, I was fucking firing loads at the ceiling fan.
I started using IRC when I was 9. I got this.
IOC?
IRC.
IRC, Internet Relay.
You started using ayahuasca? Oh, what about ayahuasca? You started using ayahuasca when you were 9? That would have been that. That would have been a whole thing.
I need to go Google that. Be right back.
Jesus, that makes me feel like an old, miserly, pathetic swan.
Okay, now I figured out what it was.
I am like 20, I'm 24, and I'm an idiot because I don't know how much older 24 is to 17 off the top of my
seven.
Dome. Because I'm
7 older.
7 fucking years, bro.
Yeah.
7 years, and what have I accomplished? What do I have to show for it? What, probably a larger beard? Yeah, that some would say, I suppose. Jeez.
Many laughs. You made many people laugh. You made many people happy. That's good.
Yeah, but what is laughter? What is laughter if the world isn't lubricated? Because if the world was lubricated, we'd keep slipping and sliding, and everybody would keep laughing. All this laughter... What's happening now in the non-lubricated reality eventually stops. Eventually people collect themselves and then they put on a serious face and play disc golf more.
I'm just curious. Yeah. What is this hypothetical world lubricated in?
It's the slippery goo. The slipperiest goo you could imagine, bro. Like, I'm talking like a thin film of it and everything just wink. You know that sound when you wink when it rains and everybody comes in with the tennis shoes and wink, wink. It just slides and people just fall. I'm always afraid that I'm going to suffer some crazy freak accident thing and become a vegetable, even though some people find that offensive when you call it. But they really, I mean, I think it's an appropriate thing that I think we need to realize more thoroughly that when a human's brain is broken, what you have now is a cadaver that is still breathing. Like, God, do you ever see the iron lungs? They used to keep people in iron lungs for 10 years. God, just kill me. This is my audio will right now. If my brain gets broken, kill me. Kill the body. Remove the head. Put it on a pike in space. Yeah.
In space. Did you see the movie Oversexed Rock Suckers from Mars?
Not yet. Not yet. Have you watched... What am I trying to tell you to watch? Waking Life?
No, I already saw that when I was about Sink's age.
Me too. I was around 19. God, there's no reason to look back with regret. You know, there's no fucking reason. But sometimes I really I really think about how my life would have been if I would have been introduced to these concepts when I was younger. Because, God, I was a little shit for a while. And,
we all were.
Yeah, but man, but these kids now, at least they're given the understanding at a young age of what it means to strive to be good and to enjoy, not just to be good, like to be moral, but to make life fun, and that life being fun is your fucking choice. I didn't really understand that as a child. I thought that I was at the mercy and the whim of other things. I didn't know that I could choose to, and I had a full head of hair. So I had more. Well, it expands the circumference, the blast radius, no pun intended, of people that I can fuck, the people that I'm allowed to be fucking in the dark, you know, or fucking in a well lit room.
I'm gonna say, why now does it matter in the dark?
Because they can't see me, and they can't see that I look like Jim Henson fucked DMX. I actually don't have my beard right now, so I look like an asshole. I look like a villain right now. I look like a weird albino turtle thing.
Stop whipping yourself, man. It's like masochism.
I am, though. Dude, I'm a fucking stand-up comedian. I can fucking go. I go on stages and talk about how worthless of a creature I am. And people, isn't he pathetically cute? Isn't he, you know, cutely pathetic? He hates himself, and it's funny. We're getting close to the top of the hour.
Ah, yes, we have one more minute. In this minute, we will sing. I don't know.
I've got an idea. It goes up to the bones and out to the fingertips. Up to the bones and out to the finger. Going up to the bones. Bones and out to the fingertips, up to the bones and out to the finger, up to the bones, out to the fingertips, up to the bones, out to the fingertips. Hey, I'm gonna get a fucking nice microphone by next week, so this will sound so much more lovely. It has been lovely, though, Meantrical Turtles. I love you all just for existing on behalf of Vosto Sasquatch. And
I don't even have anything to say.
Enjoy, everybody. It's been fantastic. Join us next week.